This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio, and we're doing what you're supposed to do. We are hunkered down, both myself, Jordan, and Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, and you're with your three girls and your wife. How is everybody doing?
Doing as well as could be expected, I suppose, getting stuck indoors, although the dog is running away from us every time they see us because we've been taking them on so many walks. They don't know what's going on.
It really is a surreal experience, and we're not saying anything that people haven't thought about out loud, but we're going to be focusing really on the concerns that people have about their retirement and the savings and all of the economic impact. Obviously, we want everyone to be safe, heed the warnings of public health officials. That goes without saying. But Mark, I'm thrilled that you're here. And we should at the outset say that South Shore Retirement Services, as is the case with a lot of fine businesses, is open to communication. How are you communicating with clients and prospective clients?
Yeah, well, I you know, in the financial world, we're considered essential people, so we're allowed to keep the office open. But in the interest of, you know, public safety, we're trying to work as remotely as possible. Obviously, sometimes still have to shoot over to the office to pick up a FedEx from someone, especially in this time. I mean, people are understandably really nervous about what's going on with their money, with the stock market. There doesn't seem to have gotten to a point of leveling out yet. I don't have a crystal ball. I talk about not having a crystal ball all the time. I don't know when this is going to be over, and you could read mixed messages about everything, really. But we're trying to remain as available as possible to clients. It's new territory. I think ultimately it'll be a good thing. So we're using, like you and I are using right now, Zoom technology to be able to meet and talk with clients and be able to still be able to function at the level that kind of people are expecting, because you can't just shut the door and say, hey, we'll talk to you when this is gone.
Well, this is one of the reasons we're doing our show, besides the obvious reason every week to inform people. But we want to let people know that the phone number is working. And I know it's challenging, but Mark and a wonderful team that we talk about all the time, they're up for it, 781-277-4308. And I'll keep repeating that number. Also, the Facebook page is a great way to connect, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, we're trying to put as much, you know, information out there as possible. You know, we want people to have some sort of a resource to be able to reach out and have people answer questions for them. As you know, we do a lot around Social Security planning and helping people figure out what's the best way to do that. And Social Security themselves have stopped doing face-to-face meetings, which is, you know, again, socially responsible, but people still want to file for Social Security. People are still retiring. I spoke to somebody a couple of days ago that had retired that day. Their last day was last Thursday. And they still had all the questions that they, you know, how do I file for Social Security? What do I do with regards to that? So, you know, obviously it's a new kind of situation that we're in now, but people still have the same questions that they would have regardless of whether the coronavirus is going on.
Let me focus with you for a second on Social Security, because we are, as we record this, and we are recording it in each other's respective homes, as we record this, the government is putting forth a huge stimulus bill, trillions of dollars. But Social Security is in its own arena, isn't it? I mean, talk about the safety and security right now as we speak of the Social Security system.
I mean, people are still getting their checks, right? I mean, every single month. And that's what people are most concerned about at this stage. I've talked to you, you know, we do a lot with fixed index annuities. Obviously, we have other avenues for people to invest their money as well. But I've been fielding calls since this started with people saying, I'm just so damn happy that I'm not losing any money. I'm so concerned about, you know, what happens to my check every single month from social, from my investment account that we're pulling money from. And the the wonderful part of our job is the answering nothing. Nothing is going to negatively impact that check that you're getting every month. You cannot lose your money going forward. Social Security is no different. I have my own opinions on what's going to happen going forward. You know, this stimulus package, it's not free money. Somebody's going to have to pay for it, right? I think it's going to be you and I and everyone else who's listening to this. But for right now, the government's trying to do what they can do to help alleviate, you know, a continuous downward spiral in the market.
You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, with me on a Zoom feed. I'm actually in my home studio, and we're doing what so many businesses are trying to do, just communicate with people. Education and information is power in this crazy time we're in. Mark and his crew will get back to people as quickly as possible. 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. There's a great expression that's been kicked around for decades and decades, and now it's come back. It's hope for the best, plan for the worst. And I don't suggest that that's the general flow every single day when things are normal. But it is an idea that is very much prescient because of what's going on today. Talk about your philosophy.
I think, you know, I mean, people are dealing with a lot of stress around this COVID-19. I think certain things you have to do, you have to kind of accept that we're in this current situation. There's nothing we can do about what's going on. And, you know, from a social responsibility standpoint, stay home. But it's natural to be worried about your money, especially during a time like this. So I think probably what I would suggest to people is kind of take stock of where you're at now. Look at, and I've had this conversation with people over the course of the last 2.5 weeks, you know, almost an hourly basis. It's going to come back, Mark. There's nothing I can do about it right now. It's going to come back. And absolutely, it's going to come back. If you don't feel it's going to come back, you shouldn't be in it at all. But it's a case of when. When's that going to happen? I don't necessarily think it's going to come back as quickly as it went down. So look at where you're at now from a retirement standpoint. Look at, all right, this is how much money I have. Well, what am I trying to make that money do? Do I need income from that account in 5 years' time or in 2 years' time? And how much income can I generate from it? Because that's ultimately, when you start boiling it down, that's what you're doing with your money, right? You're saving money so when you don't want to work at all, or you don't want to work at the level that you're working at now, that you have the resources in place to continue to sustain your lifestyle. So take stock of where you're at, and maybe it's not that much of a difference from an income standpoint. Sure, everyone has probably lost some money. Some people have been fortunate enough to have not lost as much as others. But look at what your dollars can still do for you today. And I guess to your point, you know, plan for the best or plan for the worst and hope for the best. Then you're kind of like at the point where, okay, I can only build off of this if you make some adjustments.
Well, the idea of weathering all storms is another bit of a cliche, but it's so true. As opposed to youngsters, I put that in quotes, people who want to risk and play the market and do all that during regular times, people in retirement, and we talk about this all the time, have worked through their lifetime. Now they want to enjoy their retirement years. Many of these folks are going to live a lot longer in retirement than their work world. So it's a different philosophy. And that's why we're trying to calm the nerves and the panic, which is justified, by the way. We're trying to calm that for the retirees. Talk a little bit about what people have been asking you and they call you and you're getting back to them. What are you hearing?
I mean, you do get some of the questions as to, is it a really good time to get in? You know, the market is so low, and I don't know. I think, you know, you don't want to be gambling with your future at this stage in the game. The people that we talk to, we've never wavered from having that balanced approach with regards to retirement planning. And obviously we've been chatting to people and working with new clients throughout this whole process of what's going on in the world now. And I've said to them, my recommendations would have been the same a month ago as they will be today. You have to have a balance inside of your overall retirement strategy. So when things like this are happening, you have protected money that you can pull income from that isn't being negatively impacted by what's going on in the stock market. And then when things turn around, maybe we stop taking from the protected account, because if things turn around and they turn around quickly, there could be great gains on the other side of the coin. That's part of my relationship with Marshall Wealth Management and Brian Galligan, who's the registered investment advisor. You have to have balance, and that shouldn't change going forward. Don't panic. I would urge people, obviously, not to panic, but but you also, you can't ignore what's going on. You have to look at it. I had conversations with people who say, I don't even look. I don't even look at what I have. And I said, well, we really should look at what you have, because who knows, this could go down another 50%. I'm not saying that it is, I don't know. It could get to a worse situation.
Well, to that point, Mark, it's important to reassure people that thankfully, with the internet as powerful as it is, and with resources available that you have at home and your staff has at their homes, yep, people can get information that they might think, oh my God, how am I going to find out where my stuff is? If they're clients of yours, they're able to patch in.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, obviously existing clients I talk to all day, every day now. Normally it was lots of face-to-face meetings, but we would encourage people, and I've had calls in from our show that we did last week where people are, you know, we would encourage them, call in. You can go on our website and set up a 15-minute call that we can kind of evaluate in a condensed fashion where you're at, give you some ideas as to, okay, this is maybe potentially what you could be looking at doing, and kind of give you some reassurance that, all right, all is not lost necessarily. Maybe you took a hit, but here's a strategy in place that you could potentially still be able to retire in the same time frame you were looking at.
This is a worldwide situation and a certain kind of inertia that has settled in. And in a way, I don't want to use the other cliche that's been overused, misery loves company, but in a way, we're all in this together. No one is really, for the most part, taking advantage of a situation. It's a natural occurrence. So the key here that I know you want to stress to your clients, your friends, your colleagues, and anyone out there who has any concerns about their retirement is do all the right things by staying home, but try not to panic, not to go over the top emotionally, because things are stable enough. They're not going anywhere.
People are home. People have more time to look at these things. So why not look at them? Why not look at, it's not going to change the situation. Why not look at your current investment portfolios, help your money grow back at a faster rate? How do you do that? Look at what you're paying in fees. Look at what's actually happening inside of your portfolios. And I'm not suggesting that people change things going forward, but maybe it makes sense for a certain group of individuals to make some changes to be able to protect what they have now, because they haven't got the time to wait 5 or 6 or 7 years for this to come back.
We're going to take a short break. Again, we're broadcasting or podcasting or whatever you want to call it these days. We're doing both from our respective homes. I have set up a home studio, of course. Mark is on Zoom, and people everywhere are concerned. And that's why we're continuing to do the show. And I really appreciate Mark being able to do this with me. And the phone number to call Mark's office, and it will be, you know, forwarded to Mark and his team, is 781-277-4308. And again, getting back to Facebook, which has been burning up. I mean, we're all now thankful for Mark Zuckerberg all of a sudden. What should people type in to get to the Facebook page?
Sexual Retirement Services. They'll be able to find us on Facebook. We're on Instagram as well under Sexual Retirement.
Okay. Because
Facebook, we're just trying to put out information to people in a very low pressure type of way.
Right.
Give them some ideas as to what they might do. But I would encourage people, go on the website and they can make appointments either through Facebook or on the website for telephone appointments or video conference appointments, because people are just nervous. And I said this before, to be told nonstop, it's going to come back, doesn't make it any less stressful watching it. You know?
Very cogent. Thank you so much. And I'm glad you're safe. 781-277-4308 for South Shore Retirement Services. We'll continue with Mark right after these words.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
When it comes to your retirement, you want to make sure you're with a firm that has your best interests at heart every step of the way. A firm such as South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, where the prime objective is ensuring you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. For over 20 years, founder and president Mark Rolette has built a solid reputation based on that principle.
We feel so strongly that the most important thing to clients that we've worked with has always been, I just don't want to run out of money.
South Shore Retirement Services, with a team of professionals helping you transition into retirement.
I realized very early on that I can't be everything to everybody, so I surrounded myself with professionals in each of their fields, helping people with each piece of their retirement plan.
And a most important piece of anyone's retirement strategy, working with a team you can trust.
Trust is paramount. We feel that trust is the most important element that we have.
To set up a complimentary meeting or reserve space at an upcoming seminar, call 781-277-4308 or visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
Coming up, more unique solutions to ensure your successful retirement. This is Retire South Shore Radio. Visit RetireSouthShore.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back to our broadcast today, which is makeshift, as is every broadcast in the world these days. This is Retire South Shore Radio. I'm Jordan Rich. I am working out of a home studio, and I am talking with Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services, our regular get-together, a little different. He's on a Zoom call, which is a great resource, by the way. All of the online resources, Mark, for communication have been stellar, and we want to say thank you to the people keeping them going. But Zoom is working well and will continue to work as we need to. The number to call if you are an existing client with questions, concerns, or anyone out there with retirement issue concerns, 781-277-4308. And that number will be answered. But let's talk about the team, because we always mention them, but they're as important now as ever. And just remind people who's standing by with help for questions.
Yeah, the two ladies in the office, Carol and Holly, they'll still be able to answer the phone if somebody calls in with a question during obviously regular business hours. They're even more important now because people want to know, they want reassurance. We field so many calls with, you know, is my money okay? Is my money safe? And so we want to be able to make sure that those calls are getting answered. People still have questions and they still have plans to retire and they still have needs for setting up retirement income plans, setting up legal plans, asking questions about Medicare and Social Security. So we still want to be able to have those resources available to them. So there's obviously myself, and I'm available to everyone to help people build retirement income plans, make sure they're protecting their money, make sure they're getting everything that they should be getting out of Social Security, and making sure that their check is coming every single month from whatever sources that they need income from. Brian Galligan and myself have a great working relationship. Brian is the registered investment advisor because people still want to, you know, the stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, although they've been failing us the last few weeks, they still have to have that. So he's a fantastic resource, and he's still available to do video conferences and telephone calls with clients. Bill Caldwell, our in-house attorney, who you've met several times and been on the show a few times, because again, people still need to have wills and powers of attorney and things set up now because life still happens. Stuart Millard is our Medicare specialist. Again, taking the guesswork out of what to do and when to do it with regards to turning 65 or retiring from a job, and you have to sign up for those plans. And basically business as usual from that standpoint. Dave and Mike Pinkham, they run the CPA firm. There's multiple other CPAs inside of that firm. They're available as well for questions, and I assume everyone is aware now that the IRS have extended the deadline for filing your taxes to July 15th from April 15th, which has been obviously really helpful for people because, you know, trying to pull things together and trying to have face-to-face meetings with people is difficult during this time.
Right. And I should mention that Marshall Wealth Management and the CPA firm are not official associates of South Shore Retirement Services, but in terms of who's out there to answer questions and help out, it's a great team, and they're being tested as we all are. And by the way, the IRS has already extended, as you say, you may have hinted, July 15th is the official filing date.
Yeah.
So obviously no one can do the impossible when you can't leave your house. There's a lot of things that can't be done. But in terms, let's get back to what the focus of today's message is. We've now been in pseudo lockdown, not total, of course. We can get out to the grocery and the pharmacy and so forth, but for the most part, non-essential people, non-essential services are shut down. It's been about a week. It's probably been about 3 weeks that this has really took, you know, has taken off.
Yeah.
And we don't have an end in sight, but what's the message again? I want to keep hitting this home.
Yeah.
For those who have already established their plan, assuming you're the one who established the plan or somebody like you, what should they be feeling right now overall about where they've set things up?
From a financial standpoint, and I've spoken to multiple clients, from a financial standpoint, they feel calm. They feel happy that they've made those choices and made those changes to, again, have balance inside of their retirement strategies in order to be able to weather all storms. And this is a storm, and they're able to weather it, and they can see, all right, I don't need to make a knee-jerk reaction. We still get calls from them saying, hey, should we change something? Should we change something? No, everything is working fine. We planned your strategy based around stuff like this happening, because this happens. I understand coronavirus is an unusual one. It's not a financial meltdown. It's not a real estate bubble bursting, but it's obviously impacting the economy and the world economy dramatically. And our clients that have gone through our process are just delighted with the fact that, all right, things don't have to change for me yet. I'll just stop taking money from this particular bucket and I'll start taking money again from the protected bucket, and I'll wait, because I think that's got to be what it's got to be. It's got to be a waiting game. So for people who haven't gone through the process, you know, the huge message is, and I said this before the break, is don't panic, but don't do nothing. Don't do just sitting and waiting. Look and evaluate where you're currently at. Take an inventory of what your assets were, what they are now, what you need them to be in order to make sure that your lifestyle doesn't change based on the timeline you have for when you want to stop working. And if you're still able to do it, then protect yourself, because if things get worse, maybe it gets to a point that now you have to change your timeline for when you were going to stop working or your budget, but maybe you don't right now. So I guess take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at where you're at. Most people are home anyway. So that, you know, besides walking the dog 15 times a day, it's something to do. Taking a look at your retirement assets. Give us a call and we're happy to walk you through it, or walk you through a video conference. It's pretty simple. As you know, you and I are
right
now. And look at your current situation and see if maybe it doesn't have to change that much.
Great reaction from so many of the larger companies. I mean, Vanguard, for instance, or any of the 401k funders. I'm getting a lot of email. I'm sure you are. And I'm sure our listeners are as well. Pay attention to those emails. They're reassuring, for one thing. Whether it's a pension plan, I have a pension from my late wife, God rest her soul, and that they sent out an immediate notice saying nothing would stop, nothing would change in terms of that delivery of pension money. I mean, these are times when reassurance is key.
Yeah, I think one of the things, though, that I've been reading a lot about is, the standard 401k thing is, you know, the best thing to do is don't touch your 401k right now, which is great advice if you don't have to touch your 401k right now. But if you need that money in order to sustain your lifestyle, that's not an option for you. So what do you do? So again, to go back to the idea of having some balance in place to be able to still have a bucket of money that you could be pulling from that isn't further getting drawn from because the market's continuing to go down, or because it's loaded up with fees, or whatever might be putting additional financial strain on that asset, you should evaluate that. And maybe there's a better option for you.
The number to call for questions, and there are many questions about a lot of things these days, 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308 for South Shore Retirement Services. That's their Facebook sighting as well. Facebook is a very fine way to connect, and you'll be in a community of people who are also connecting. One of the things, too, I'd love you to address is the fact that people have to watch out, particularly retirees, for scams. There are a lot of people out there who are trying to take advantage, unfortunately, of people. Protect your money, click this link, et cetera, et cetera. What advice do you have for people in general?
I think go with caution. I mean, those things are around all the time, and I suppose people are understandably nervous now, so there maybe something that sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. So, I mean, do your own due diligence and make sure that the people that you're working with are the people that you trust. And we have I guess one of the nicest parts of our business is the amount of referrals we get from existing clients, which is a really reassuring thing. And even more so during this time, I've gotten emails from clients saying, my friend is going to give you a call, or my colleague is going to give you a call. You have to work with someone that you trust, someone that, you know, has been through situations like this before. And yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that there's right. people out there that would still want to take advantage of
just be careful when you open an email. Be very, very careful and don't ever just click in if you don't know the organization. We're talking here with Mark Rolette from his home base, and I'm in my home base, and we are connecting on Zoom to bring you this edition of Retire South Shore Radio. And we have a few minutes left. Obviously, the seminars are all canceled, and that's for everybody. But I want to stress the fact that information is power. And besides calling in, besides checking the Facebook page, I imagine ultimately we'll get back to seminars. But are you considering doing some video seminars?
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to kind of adapt to the situation that you're in right now. So our intention is in the next couple of weeks to start doing online presentations, webinars, you know, Facebook Live workshops, because mm-hmm. like we've been saying for this whole show today, people still have questions. People's lives are still moving towards their target of wanting to retire, and they can't sit down and do nothing about it. And we want to be able to get that information out there. So technology has been fantastic in that we're able to do things like that. So we're prepping our presentation. It'd be probably an abbreviated version of it, because I don't know if people would want to listen to me speaking online for an hour. So we're trying to trim it down a little bit.
Well, people love the accent, though. Just on a personal note, what are the girls doing to keep busy besides school, I assume?
Reese, who's our youngest, has taken up cooking everyone breakfast in the morning, which is wonderful. She came in with toast and coffee for me this morning. And she's not very good at cleaning up afterwards, but she's definitely helping in that regard. Emma, her school is able to function virtually. So she's actually been going to school 4 days a week. They don't do schooling. She goes to NDA. Notre Dame in Hingham. They don't mm-hmm. they don't have school on Wednesdays, but they've been doing school in the rest of the
Well, finally we're hearing from the dog.
Oh, you can hear him? Yeah.
It took a while.
We live on the end of a street which is right beside the forest. So people are out walking or walking their dogs, and I have three dogs, and they bark nonstop. So I asked everyone if they wouldn't mind being quiet or keeping them quiet this morning.
Mark has three dogs and three daughters. How do you survive, especially in hunkered down mode? I give you credit.
Well, there's an Irish thing that a lot of us use to help us survive when you live with so many women. It's called Guinness.
Yep. So that works well. Well, keep pouring, as they say, on your off hours. Well, Mark, we've covered a lot of ground. It's really just to reassure your clients and reassure others out there who have questions about retirement that balance is the key, and balance will be something that you will focus on. And it is a stressful time for everybody on the planet, but we feel a lot better knowing that there are answers and then there are solutions and there are plans. It's all about planning, as we now know. So any final words before I say enjoy the day with your kids and your dogs?
Well, yeah, not to sound like a broken record, but I would think, you know, this will pass. This is just something that's going on in our world right now, and you have to be aware of it, and you have to kind of be socially responsible for it. But for people who are nervous about their money and losing money and being in a situation that's going to change their lives, look at what you're doing now. Evaluate where you're at. We're happy to help you. We're happy to do it virtually and talk you through it over the telephone or over the internet. But take a look at what you're doing and where you're at. And maybe it'll surprise you that you're still on track to be able to retire when you wanted to retire.
Mark, thank you. Stay safe, stay well. The number to call for any information, and folks, we'll get back to you from South Shore Retirement Services, is 781-277-4308. Go to retiresouthshore.com and do check the Facebook page for South Shore Retirement Services. We'll see you next week, more than likely in the same guise, but hopefully things will settle down. Take care, Mark.
You too.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.